Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
A very, very, very happy New Year's Eve to everyone out there. Dan Menigan in for Baskin and Phelps today. We have a program ahead of us. We've got Tim May joining us at high noon from Letterman Row. He's going to get us ready for the Ohio State game coming up tonight. Right before the ball drops, Kevin Stefanski will be live from Berea 12:35 today. We will carry that press conference live as the Browns are still practicing, getting ready to take on Cincinnati. Of course, that game will be Sunday. 1 o'clock, you'll be able to listen to that right here on your home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan. And our buddy Daryl Ryder is going to join us at 1:20. And joining me today, I think you and I did this on a pregame once. I think we did this one time. The great Spencer German. The always wonderful Spencer German.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I think we've done this a few times.
That's right.
There was definitely a day where somebody was out or somebody had to leave early, and then you stepped in because you're always here pregame, and like we sort of did like at least the last.
So were you the one who was there when we were talking to Mary Kay? And they were going up against the Titans. And for some reason, not that this is going to shock anyone who knows me well enough, I totally forgot that it was a home game and thought it was a road game.
That's what it was. You're like, what's the weather like in Nashville?
And she was like, it was better. It was better than that. And the only reason I say that is because I was so freaking embarrassed that it still sits on me right now. And I think I sweat through a shirt that day because of how embarrassed I was. I asked Mary Kay if she had any good barbecue down in Nashville. It was what I asked.
That's right.
And she went, we're in Cleveland.
Maybe
and I was
like 2 years
good
ago.
Gravy.
We were last year.
Nice job, Maddie.
I do remember that. Hey, we've all had those moments. It's okay. You know, I am looking forward to this. I'm glad we get a chance to work together. The holiday week sort of perpetuates these things.
People are out.
It's nice. I will say, though, it's funny. I ended the morning show yesterday with Jake, or I guess I had to leave a little early, but I ended my time saying, like, hey, Happy New Year to everybody. You know, Jake, Happy New Year to you, blah, blah, blah. And then Jake was like, hey, I think you're here tomorrow.
Bad
and
news?
I was like, wait, what? And, hey. And you want to know what it was? You want to talk about embarrassing things. So I talked to Keith about hosting the show with you. I remember I was texting about it, but I lose track of all that, so I have to wait for the schedule to come out. He sends us the schedule, and what I normally do when I know I'm hosting more than the Saturday show, which is my go-to every single week with Earl,
of course.
I search my name. I'm like, Spencer. That's what I search Spencer on the thing to see like how many times does my name pop up, and then I know exactly the time slots I'm in. But the problem was my first name was not attached to this time slot. It was Menigan and German.
Oh, no.
Jake picked up on that. I did not pick up on that, so I was actually glad because I was like, I would have been getting a text from Dan this morning like, hey, man, what's going on? And I would have been like, driving to my friend's house for a little brunch. What's going? It would have been. But I was like, man, again, you had to text me yesterday. So I would have figured it out eventually.
You coming in, bud?
But I get to do all my pleasantries and wishing people Happy New Year all over again.
Absolutely. So. And you know what? At least that way they hear it twice. So then that way it actually might sit in and they'll get it correctly. So this has been a fascinating 24 to 48 hours since the Browns win over the Pittsburgh Steelers, in that it feels like some of the narratives that are surrounding this Browns organization are beginning to change. And some of the things that we had locked in and thought were 100% certainties might be moving a little bit of a different direction. And especially one of those being Kevin Stefanski. And so this morning, a little bit last night into this morning, we have seen a lot of rumors and rumblings coming out when it comes to the coaching carousel. I mean, that sucker is spinning like there's no tomorrow right now. And the first of those that I saw yesterday came from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. He hopped on This Is Football podcast through ESPN with Kevin Clark. Good listen if you ever get a chance. Had this to say when it came to Kevin Stefanski's job situation and where Kevin Stefanski is sitting and how this is looking.
So I've informally set the over-under on 6 jobs. We have 2 of them open. We'll see. I don't think it's going to be a year where we have 8 or 9 openings. I just don't. I'd be surprised. But there are some 50-50s out there. You know, Cleveland, Las Vegas, those are 2 places I see as like, you know, they've done their preliminary research for a potential move. Doesn't mean they're locked into doing it or that they've decided yet, but those are certainly on my radar. That would make 4.
So when you hear preliminary research, Spencer, what does that say to you?
I think it tells me that clearly this is like where there's smoke, there's fire. All the conversations about like, would they move on from these guys or are they just going to run it back? It's not just, you know, us speculating and talk radio hosts jumping on the air and trying to like, people think the media forces these things, right? They're always like, oh, let's blame the media for why this is happening. No, this is like a legitimate thing. These are conversations being had within the organization. And we could get to Sunday and by Monday morning in the wee hours of the morning, know that they're making at least some change within the organization and that Kevin Stefanski could be on the out. Now, what I also think is interesting about this, though, is like, you know, the Browns, let me put it this way. Jimmy Haslam, I think, has tried in recent years, and I think he's done a pretty good job of like making less emotional decisions. Like, I think he's tried to let the football people football. I think he's tried to not let things like 1 week to week be like, oh, we got to like, because he had plenty of opportunities this year to fire Kevin Stefanski if he wanted to, but he was like, we're going to see this thing through. I think that speaks to him learning patience along the way. But what I think is interesting is like, with this stuff getting out here before this game on Sunday, Jeremy Fowler says it's still 50-50, but it feels like it's leaning heavily in the direction that Kevin Stefanski's probably going to be gone. Like, if you're already sort of laying the foundation for this, you've already got the ball rolling on that, it seems like you can't possibly leave that game on Sunday and then keep these people intact. Because once that gets out there, like, the cat's out of the bag. How do you sort of rekindle a relationship with a coach and be like, hey, you know what, we have faith in you for at least another year when now this information's out there. Oh, hey, we were at least poking around on potential head coaching candidates that could be available to us if we do decide to fire you on Monday. Like, I just, and that also does feel like he'd be making an emotional decision if he decides, well, hey, we were sniffing around, but you know what? You beat the Cincinnati Bengals, so now we are going to retain you and keep you around. Am I wrong in feeling that? Like, does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Well, so let's take a half step back. Okay. And let's remove our orange and brown glasses for half a second here. Okay? Let's remove Cleveland Browns from the team that we're talking about. If I were to tell you that a team that won three games, followed by a team that won four games with a shot at five.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Was doing preliminary research into a possible head coaching change. I think we would both look at each other and go, yeah, you should do that.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. You have been a bad football team for 2 years in a row, and we are not 100% sure the total direction this is going, and your offense is a train wreck. And you're an offensive-minded head coach whose offense is a train wreck. Okay? So that's if we remove the names from this. Now, back to your point of patience of Jimmy Haslam and all of that stuff. I think you're 100% right. He has shown a lot of patience because the Jimmy Haslam that we've both come to know and love would have canned Kevin Stefanski at the bye week. Like, after getting absolutely railroaded by the Patriots, they would have canned Kevin Stefanski in the past. That would have been done. It would have been Coach Jim Schwartz. We would have moved on from there. He is really happy is the wrong term, but he seems to like having Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry in those positions and believes that those guys can succeed in this league. And I can see what he's talking about. I think Kevin Stefanski is a good football coach. You might think I'm crazy. I think he has lost his way for his offense. And I think the message has become, I don't know if I could say stale, because those guys, boy, they played their rear ends off against the Steelers. There's no questions asked that they were all in against the Steelers. It sounded like they were behind everything. It sounded like they were completely bought into what was being said. So maybe the message isn't as stale as I thought it was going into that game. But you've won three games. You've won four games with a chance of five. You probably should do preliminary research into a head coach. So I know everybody like wants to barf when they hear the terms due diligence. This feels like truly due diligence. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and listen, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that. I want to be clear on this, because to your point, when you win hypothetically 7 games in 2 seasons, we'll see if it gets to 8.
Shot at
of
eight.
Course, nobody should be safe in that instance. Mm-hmm. I've been saying that all season. I think it's a hard point to come back from once this information gets out there, to be like, well, hey, we were sniffing around, but hey, now you beat the Bengals.
That's
and now we're
going
to keep you around. You know what I'm saying?
That's a really good point.
That's, I think, one of the big
that's
things
smart.
That, like, to me, I'm not going to say it's a foregone conclusion because I don't have that information. And even Jeremy Fowler, who is a legitimate insider in this league, is saying it's still 50-50. It's a toss-up. But if I'm believing that Jimmy Haslam is using all the information, and that's his new sort of thought process, the way he goes about things, he's not just jumping to conclusions, how does a win over the Bengals just save you? You know what I mean? Like, how mm-hmm. does that just become the thing that's like, well, hey, now all of a sudden, because you won these 2 games, it's all fine and good. When we were within recent weeks sniffing around on potential other coaching candidates that we would like to hire. I just think that's a hard place to come back from if you're trying to sell anybody on this regime. We believe in this regime for next year. We're going to turn it around next year and put the utmost confidence in those guys to succeed next year. I think this almost feels like you have to then make a change come Monday.
Well, and that's
if you're having these preliminary conversations.
See, that's a really smart point by you, because A, we have not heard of like the Dolphins having their preliminary research get done. We haven't heard the Jets doing any of their preliminary research. We haven't heard any other team that may possibly be looking at the Steelers, the Ravens, you know, teams that you're kind of,
yeah,
maybe it's more the fans that are driving that than anything else. Cards, great call. We have not heard those kind of teams doing quote unquote preliminary research. So maybe that would signal that the writing is on the wall, because why would you want that out there? And they have been so good, the Cleveland Browns, at being Area 51, at legitimately at all times saying, you're not qualified to know what is going on behind that curtain. We will tell you what we believe you need to know that is going on behind that curtain. But for all you know, we could have the nuclear codes back there. We could have the Tesseract back there trying to figure out how to power the whole city. We can't tell you that, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and
that's how they've operated through this whole thing.
And then you start thinking about, like, who put this out there? Why is this out there? Like, those conversations come to mind. And you wonder, like, is this Jimmy Sexton, who's Kevin Stefanski's agent? Like, Albert Breer's been on
pretty
this very station.
Agent,
he's been on this very station talking about how, you know, maybe it's just time for a mutual split. Where do you get that information from? Probably an agent who's saying, I want my client to be looked at the utmost esteem. Mm-hmm. And so if the Browns are considering this, maybe this is agents talking and being like, hey, listen, we want people to know that Kevin Stefanski's might potentially or is going to be available for a head coaching job. And we think that, you know, he's a great option for XYZ teams out there that could be looking for a head coach. So that's where that sort of stuff comes into mind.
You've seen that stuff leak out there, especially with Jeremy Fowler saying, hey, the Giants would hop all over him in a minute.
Yeah.
Like, you're
that's
seeing
what I mean.
That stuff come out there. We've heard that goodness since Jump Street. I mean, they've been saying if Kevin Stefanski was made eligible, he'd be out there. He would immediately get hired. He'd be one of the better coaching candidates in a very, very shallow pool, which, hey, well, props to you. You know, being one of the best coaching candidates might put you in a decent position. The whole thing is so fascinating. 216-474-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter at Spencer German, correct?
At Spencito underscore. There's an underscore at the end. It's a weird thing. I get it. I know.
No. That's a win.
I need to change it. At some point I will.
Why? It's a good one. It's catchy. How many Spencitos are out there?
The reason there's an underscore just for context here is because the handle at Spencito is taken. And that was the handle I always wanted. But it was some guy that never used his account. So I held out hope for years. Like, he'll get rid of it at some point. And I can just take it. And it's never happened. And then Elon came along and said, we're going to deactivate accounts that aren't actually active. And the guy still has the account. I don't get it. What do I have to do to just get the actual at Spencito handle? That's all I want.
So that guy must be using it for to actually read news and not post anything. He's got to be one of those where he's just got it like linked into all the different newspapers
his
and all that
on
stuff.
Twitter, Johnny Manziel not studying tape on the iPad.
Right, exactly. Well, we know a ton of people who are like that, where they have accounts, but they just don't have their name on them.
They have burners,
They got burners.
Exactly.
And the logo of the burner is that they can read it. Anyway, folks, when you hear preliminary research when it comes to Kevin Stefanski, does that tell you the direction that the Browns are already going? And more than anything else, and Spencer and I will dig into this in about 5 minutes. How much does Sunday really matter then? 216-474-0092. Dan Menigan, Spencer German in for Baskin and Phelps. You got 92 The Fan.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.